Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roquelon, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roquelon joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiot! Get back in there at once and sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roquelon on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
And we're not going to let that happen to you. Not at all. Here on Money Life, each week we bring you both sides of the coin. We bring you the buy of the week on Tuesdays, the bear of the week, the sell of the week on Wednesdays. And in both cases, it's the guest of the week, Charles Roquelon, editor of AAII Journal, author of Better Good Than Lucky. Follow him on Twitter where he is at Charles Roquelon. Check out the book. Go to AAII.com to get information on the journal and all the things that AAII does. Charles Roquelon, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Family Dollar Stores.
That is ticker symbol FDO, and it's been a stock that we've had a couple of guests talk about and go in both directions on. Some say, hey, it's been beaten up to where now you could maybe think about it, and others saying, as you are, get rid of it. So why are you saying get rid of it?
Well, last week the company reported earnings, and they weren't very good. On the surface, they missed estimates by a penny, which really doesn't sound too bad, being that their earnings were 68 cents per share, but is really what they said. They noted that customer transactions and average customer transaction value decreased, meaning fewer sales, and those sales that were completed were of smaller dollar amounts. They also said that core customers, and I'm quoting here, continue to face economic uncertainties. They saw lower margin consumables increase, sales of those, and they saw December same-store sales decrease about 3%. What that all means is that their target consumer is struggling. We can look at a macro level. There's been changes to food stamps. We've seen unemployment benefits run out for those people who have been unemployed for a long time. And there's arguably a bit of a split in terms of the economy. Those that are employed and have good-paying jobs are doing well. Those that have low-paying jobs or are struggling to maintain employment or suffering, Family Dollar Store, by its very nature, tends to cater towards lower-earning consumers, and that segment is being hurt. I think it's also worth noting that the CEO left, and they said, quote, to pursue other interests. Anytime you see the words pursue other interests mentioned, it usually means there's something going on. And I don't know what. I'm not going to speculate about what happened, but it's usually not a sign that the CEO just resigned. It could have been some personal issues. It could have been performance issues. That's a very big catch-all phrase. But you are seeing sales struggle, and you're also seeing a company that's now losing its CEO.
Yeah, well, at the very least, when you're looking at the numbers and the numbers are disappointing, you would have liked him to have been pursuing the interests he was supposed to pursue while he was there. But as you take a look at this stock, I mean, you're going to see some fallout when you've had estimates lowered, when you've had misses, all those other things. So how ugly does it get, and how much of that has already been beaten into the stock since those things have happened?
Well, this is a stock, when you look at it, it's not extremely expensive. It's trading at 17.7 times earnings. So it's not, arguably not really expensive, but it's not dirt cheap either. Over the past 5 years, the stock's commanded a multiple of 16.1, and it's worth noting over the last 5 years, we've seen people look at some of these discount stores, your Family Dollars and other like that, thinking, well, consumers are trading down, so I want to go to those type of stores. So it's worth noting, in an environment where the stock's been favored, or this type of company's been favored, the multiple's lower than what it is now. We're also seeing earnings estimates being cut. The company itself lowered its 2014 earnings per share guidance. As of Friday afternoon, 11 of the 29 analysts had already cut their estimates for 2014. I'm guessing that number is going to go up. And just because of the timing of One Family Dollar issued its new guidance, a lot of these analysts just have not either gone around to revising their forecasts or it just has not made its way all the way through the system, so it's factored into it. So I think you've got those two things going on. And so I look at those numbers, I think there could easily be 10% downside moving it towards that five-year average and the possibility of additional downside if the company were to miss estimates again or give more unfavorable trends on same-source sales.
10% downside is truthfully not a lot when we look at sell of the week numbers. Is this really more a case of, because there are plenty of folks who believe that discount stores like Family Dollar have a big future because everybody wants to buy everything as cheaply as possible. Is this really one of those plays where you're saying, you know what, it's not that this stock is heinous. It's just that your money's better off. Take what you got and move on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Family Dollar is a great store in terms of shopping for certain things, but I think there is an opportunity cost, and I think investors have to realize I could stick it out with this stock or I can move my money elsewhere and get that extra return. In the meantime, monitor this company and wait for things to turn around to see how the CEO search goes. I think this is a case where it's not so much your possible loss in terms of absolute dollars as much as your loss in opportunity cost that investors need to consider.
For somebody who likes the long-term prospects of discount retailing, yeah, that's great, but worry about the opportunity cost?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in this case where you want to monitor the sector and monitor the store, but really think about putting your money elsewhere for the time being and then look for a better opportunity, perhaps a lower valuation to come back into the stock.
Well, that is why Family Dollar, ticker symbol FDO, is the sell of the week.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Nah, well, maybe if it got down to a dollar, you'd buy it or something, but you're not buying it for a dollar this week. It's the sell of the week. The buy of the week, that's Navigant Consulting. It was ticker symbol NCI, and the guest of this week and every week, Charles Roeplut, the only one who joins us more than once each week. And if you want to find him when he's not here, follow him on Twitter at Charles Roeplut or go to AAII.com. Charles, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great.
There's much more to go on the January 15th edition of Money Live, so stick around. We'll be right back.